knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Hey, you need a running starter. You'll never get off the ground.
Hardy, har, har, har.
Hi.
Huh.
You have a nice day?
Nice day? Oh, I'm so mad I could just scream. I just found out I'm up for a promotion.
Gee, that would have ticked me off, too.
You don't understand. There's no way I'm going to get that promotion.
Oh, come on, Terry. That is no way for you to talk.
That's right, Terry. You're bright, you're hardworking, you're experienced.
I don't put out.
You don't... You know, I've been meaning to talk to you.
Will you stop?
What?
Terry, honey, what are you talking about?
It's... This Dr. Kenderson, my new boss, he decides if I get the promotion or not.
And?
He's coming on to me.
What?
What did he do?
He didn't do anything. It's the way he looks at me.
Oh, you poor thing.
Poor thing just because a guy looked at her?
Hey, it's the way he looked at her, Jack. A woman can tell what's on a guy's mind when he's looking at her.
If that were true, you would have thrown me out of here years ago.
Gosh.
Okay. Well, listen, how did the guy look at you, Terry?
Just like this.
Oh, the creep.
That's nothing. Terry, hey, listen. If the guy were really coming on to you, he would have looked at you like this. All right,
look,
okay.
Terry has got a problem, okay?
Well, why don't you just report the guy to the hospital administrator?
I can't do that, or he'd make fun of me just the way you did.
Men!
And then it would get back to Dr. Kenderson, I'd lose my promotion and my job.
Gee, Terry, I don't know what to tell you.
I got it. Just tell Dr. Kenderson that you're married.
Married?
You wanted a lie?
You wanted to put out? Come on, Terry, it's just a little white lie.
Get it, Jack. I'm no good at telling lies.
Even if push comes to shove?
Jack, you heard her. She hates to lie.
Oh, really? Terry, how many times have you told a patient that the needle wouldn't hurt?
Yeah.
Or that the medicine wouldn't taste bad?
Well, that
Or that the bedpan wasn't cold?
That's enough.
I rest my case.
There we are, Mr. Jones. It's almost healed. You won't have to come back here anymore.
Dr. Kenderson!
Ah, Terry, there you are. I've been trying to get a hold of you all day.
I know. I'm with the patient now, Dr. Kenderson. Ah! Not so fast. I'm not through with you yet.
Well, I can wait.
Oh. This could take a long time, doctor. You see, I'm very, very thorough.
I don't understand, nurse. You said it's almost
Open
all...
Open up there.
Terry, what are you doing for dinner tonight?
I'm married.
Married? How come you never told me that before?
Push came to shove.
What?
Oh, it's just an expression that my husband uses.
Oh, is your husband in medicine?
No, he's in, food. He's a chef.
Well, that's wonderful. My wife is an amateur chef herself.
Your wife?
Oh, yes. I've been happily married for 15 years.
Oh! Oh, what a relief!
What?
I mean, how nice.
Well, listen, I was going to invite you to dinner tonight, but now I can invite you and your husband.
My husband?
Oh, yes. My wife would jump at the chance of cooking for a real chef.
Oh,
Well, that sounds like a lot of, you know, fun. Oh, but we just can't, no.
Why not?
Why not? Well, we have house guests.
Oh.
Yes, it's their last night in town, and they want to spend it with us. You understand.
Well, bring them along, then.
Huh. They don't speak English.
Good, then they can't complain about the food. Is it a date?
No. No, it's not a date because... did I mention to you that my husband hurt his ankle and just can't leave the house?
No, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, very bad. He can hardly walk, the poor thing.
Oh, that's too bad. My wife was going to cook up a really gourmet Chinese feast. She was making her specialty, stuffed chicken wings.
Stuffed chicken wings? Mm-hmm. Oh, darn, they're my favorite.
Really?
Oh, yes, goodness, I'm just going to be heartbroken that I have to miss those. Darn.
Well, maybe some other time.
Oh, sure, listen, doctor, thank you so much for being here. Oh. You're normal.
Sorry, I can't say the same for you.
I was thinking, you seem so disappointed about dinner tonight that
Don't worry about me, no, I'm...
No, I said to myself, why not bring dinner to your house?
Oh, no, no, no.
No, no trouble. My wife would love to do it. And besides, it'll give us a chance to talk about your promotion. Is 8 o'clock too early?
8 o'clock?
Terrific. We'll see you then.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good, you're home.
Janet, you missed me.
Just listen. Terry called. She sounded like she was in big trouble. Terry, oh no, are you all right?
I'm fine. This is for Jack.
What for?
So you can practice your limp.
Why do I have to limp?
I told my boss that you broke your ankle. I have to change my clothes.
Terry, you mind telling us what's going on?
Oh, it all started with Jack's little white lie.
See what you've done.
No, let me see.
Get out of here. She's changing. Go ahead, Terry.
I told Dr. Kenderson I was married.
Good.
Good? He's on his way over here with his wife and her chicken wings.
His wife?
Her chicken wings?
He's cooking a special gourmet dinner to impress my husband.
Husband?
Well, if you're married, you have to have a husband, don't you?
Wait a minute, Terry. Terry, where are you going to find a... Oh, no.
You're a Jack with a bad ankle.
Me?
Yeah, you. It's your little white lie, isn't it?
No, wait a minute. I gotta see Sue Ann later on tonight.
Okay, you can hobble on over there after dinner. Right now, Terry needs help.
Thanks, Janet. I knew I could count on you.
Hey, anytime.
Then you'll be my foreign house guest.
What?
I told him you and your husband are staying with us and can't speak a word of English.
I created a monster.
Terry, I can't.
Oh, please, we're going to talk about my promotion,
no,
Janet. My promotion. No,
Terry. Janet, Terry needs your help.
Okay, fine. Where am I going to get a husband?
You know, I've been wondering that for years. Oh! I'm hurt. You can't hit a man with a crutch.
Okay, just go
ahead.
Go ahead, Terry. Go
ahead.
Get the door. Yeah.
What happened, Jack? Her big brother show up?
What do you want, Larry?
What do I want?
Terry invited me for a Chinese dinner.
Oh, no.
Janet? Meet your husband.
I want a divorce.
You got it.
Wait,
Terry's boss is coming over for dinner tonight, and he's expecting to meet someone who can't speak English.
Hey, just because I didn't go to college.
Relax. Larry. Janet doesn't speak English either.
Look, Larry, I don't like the idea any better than you do, but Terry needs our help. So what country are we going to be from?
I'm not sure what planet you're from.
They're here! Come on, we got to pick a country.
We?
Good idea, we'll be French.
But I don't speak French.
Neither do I, Larry, but what difference does it make? We'll just fake it. They will never know the difference.
Oh, would you just sit down?
Okay, come on.
Shh. Get over here.
Oh, my God. No, just.
Jack. The crutch.
Hi, Terry. This is my wife, Gail.
How do you do? And this is my husband.
How do you do?
How do you do, Mr. Olive?
Who? Jack. Call me Jack.
Well, Jack, how's the ankle coming along?
Fine, fine. Comes along with me wherever I go.
Won't you please come in and meet our dear, dear friends from France who can't speak a word of English? Pierre and,
Fifi.
Fifi?
Yes, Pierre and Fifi Fofum. They're from the Loire Valley. Ho, ho, ho.
Hello.
Hi there.
We just taught him that.
Bonsoir, Pierre et Fifi. Enchanté de faire votre connaissance.
My wife speaks fluent French. Like a native. Go ahead, dear, say something.
Depuis combien de temps êtes-vous ici?
Well, we don't want the food to get cold, do we, here? Let me go into the kitchen. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Let me go in the kitchen and put the food away, shall we?
Don't look at me. I don't speak a word of French.
Ah, qu'on soit de vous blague, je chouette de vous blague. Je suis mon tour de monsieur, mon nom de vous chouette de quoi de tout à fait Lafayette.
Well, we'll just let these heat for about half an hour.
You can't go out there.
Why not?
Not until you've told me how you got interested in Chinese cooking.
Oh, well, my husband's away at the hospital a lot, so I've been taking this class. Keeps me out of mischief. So, how long have you and Terry been married?
Not too long.
Isn't that nice? You know, I remember when Malcolm and I were first married, he was so attentive. Well, we better get back in there.
No, hold on. I didn't get a good look at your legs.
What?
Your chicken legs.
Oh, you mean wings.
Wings, I meant. Where is my head? Let's take a little look.
There they are, by golly. Look at it.
Wing a woundakawa. Kitchen fun, huh? Aren't we having some fun?
You know, for a minute there, I thought you were flirting with me.
Flirting? No, I'm married.
Well, then let's get back to your friends so I can practice my French.
Hang on. I'd like to show you something tremendously meaningful to me. My refrigerator. It's right over here. Just, sorry. Did I get you? I didn't. Whoa! No problem with this. Look at this. This is amazing. You open the door, the light comes on, you close it, the light goes off. But how can you be sure? Let's take a look at that again, shall we?
Well, tell me something. If they don't speak English and you don't speak French, how do you understand each other?
Oh, instinct. We manage, don't we? See?
It's amazing. They're so quiet. Don't they ever talk to each other?
Fifi, je t'adore. Encore, encore. C'est si bon.
Sweetie, mon chéri.
Ah, oui.
Les broken nose.
That sounds a lot like English.
It did, didn't it? But really what they were really saying was that they want to go to bed.
Bed at this hour?
Well, they are French.
La.
I think Fifi has a headache.
Wait, you haven't seen my...
I'm sure it's very nice. Well, I'm back. Did you miss me?
Oh, I certainly did. I don't understand a word they're saying.
Oh, j'ai peur que mon mari ne comprend pas français.
Don't talk!
Did I say something wrong?
Yeah, your face, it's so flushed.
Flushed?
Yes. Ooh, boy, oh boy, you sure have a fever.
Have you forgotten I'm a doctor?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that did slip my mind.
But Jack is right.
I am?
Yes, you are a bit feverish.
Maybe she'd like to go lie down in our bedroom.
But really, I don't feel...
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Good idea, Terry. Why don't we go into the bedroom and you just take a little rest?
Jack, your ankle!
It's a miracle!
Doctor said it would heal in 1 week. And looky there, time's up.
Listen, why don't you just lie down on the bed?
Are you flirting with me again?
Huh? No, I just want...
I know what you want. Just because I'm an attractive woman...
Oh, believe
me. And I'm left alone night after lonely night. You think you can take advantage of me?
No.
Just because you're young and so good-looking.
Miss Henderson.
Call me Gail.
Gail?
Yes, and I want you to know that I am not that kind of woman.
I know.
No, you don't. Stop it, please. Now look what you've made me do.
You know, I think you'll feel better if you just take a rest here on the bed. If you just...
Never. It's all over between us.
Over?
And now I've got to tell my husband what I've done and beg his forgiveness.
No. You can't do that.
You're right. This is bigger than both of us.
What is? Gail? Mrs. Gail?
Now then, let's talk about your promotion.
I'd love to. Oh. No, la sit. Chiquette, the door. Hi, I'm Sue Ann. I had a date with Pierre.
Bonjour.
Larry, will you please get out of my way?
Not until you've let me explain.
Just tell me where Jack is.
He's in his bedroom.
That's all I want to know.
No, you can't.
Will you please get out of my way?
Now listen. I don't like using force on a woman. That's why.
Excuse me, what?
Who are you?
Gail.
Where's Jack?
Sue Ann?
What are you doing in there?
Playing hard to get, but I'm patient.
Jack, what's going on between you and this woman?
Nothing, but I'm running out of places to hide.
Who are you?
I happen to be Jack's date.
Your wife lets you date?
Your wife?
I can explain.
Oh, yeah?
Just as soon as I catch my breath.
Let me tell you something about...
Ah, oui, oui. Toujours l'amour. Bonjour, l'amour. La, 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 la.
They're going bowling.
Oui, le bout. Le bout. I don't understand. You're married, and you have a date?
Mrs. Kenderson, Gail, sit down. I think it's time you learned the truth about me and Terry.
I'm listening.
Have you ever heard of a loveless marriage?
Oh, you poor boy.
Well, we have a couple of minutes before dinner's ready, so let's talk about your promotion, huh?
I'd like that, but before you say anything, I have to tell you something. I've misjudged you.
You have?
Yes, so badly, in fact, that I don't think I even deserve that promotion.
Nonsense. You have all the qualifications. You're intelligent, experienced.
But I thought...
Oh, you have a good personality, a pretty face, and a terrific body.
That's really nice of you to say, Doctor, but I... Terrific what?
Body. You look just as good going as you do coming.
Dr. Kenderson!
Oh, don't look so shocked. I know you want the promotion, and, you know what I want.
Why, I didn't misjudge you at all. You are a lech. What's so funny?
Well, you're just doing that for her benefit. Why bother? She can't understand a word I'm saying. I mean, I can say how much I can't wait to get it on with you. And she thinks we're talking about the weather, right?
Wrong.
Is wrong a French word?
Why don't you ask me, Dr. Strangelove?
Oh, my God, you speak English.
You better believe I do.
Well, I hope you realize I didn't mean... It was a joke. One of the requirements of this job is a sense of humor. So I felt...
Don't worry, Doctor. She won't say anything about what we just heard. Will you, Fifi?
Well, now, that depends. What was it you two were just now talking about? Terry's promotion,
yeah.
Right?
Well, what's to talk about? I see no reason why I shouldn't give her the promotion right now.
Yeah. Congratulations, Terry.
Terry, would you step over here, please?
Uh-oh. What's wrong?
There's nothing to be afraid of, dear. Go ahead, Jack.
Gee, I don't think
Jack,
this is...
I insist.
Well, okay.
Now, dear, Jack has waited long enough. Can you imagine? They have been married for a year and they haven't even started their honeymoon. And it's all her fault.
What?
It's all right, dear. It's all right. Jack told me everything.
It just kind of tumbled out.
Now, don't you feel better?
Much better.
You know, you're a very lucky girl to have a man as understanding as Jack for a husband. Oh, my goodness, our dinner! Malcolm, help me.
Oh, yes, darling.
All right, Jack. What was that all about?
Well, Terry, you know, when Sue Ann showed up, I had to find a way to explain her, you know, so... You get your promotion, don't you know?
Jack, she just got her promotion.
Yeah.
You did! Congratulations!
Jack, please!
Oh, Janet, I didn't mean to neglect you. Come here, Mama!
Dinner will be... Oh, my God!
What? Wait a minute, Terry, I've hardly seen you the last couple of days. Tell me, how's that new job of yours coming?
All right, I guess.
That doesn't sound too good.
It's as Dr. Kenderson's new assistant. He thinks just because he's tall and good-looking, he's God's gift to women.
Has he been bothering you?
Has he ever?
Well, you know what I would do if I were you?
Jack, she doesn't need any more advice from you. You know what I would do if I were you, Terry?
What?
I'd just have a little talk with him.
I tried that, but it didn't work.
Well, maybe you weren't strong enough.
Oh, I came on real strong. But he still won't ask me out.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.